Thank you for joining us for the Reimagine Your Dream Bookkeeping Firm series. I am Cindy Schrader, the founder of Bookkeeping Buds and the owner of Bright Bookkeeping. This series is for anyone who has a bookkeeping firm or is looking to start a bookkeeping firm. If you missed any of our calls, you can find a replay of the topics on the website. Each week, there will be a short presentation of some theories along with some homework to help you think deeper. Join us live on the calls each week and participate after the presentation to discuss any question about that week's topic or anything else you have questions about that you would like to discuss. Let's get started. Week 2, recognize ultimate guests. The coolest part of having your own business is that you get to make the rules. You get to decide when you work, how much you work, what you do, and most importantly, who you work with. Similar to the Happy Place lesson, the best way to determine who you enjoy working with is to be as clear as possible to who this person is. Think about what characteristics they have. One way to determine what characteristics are important to you is to take a piece of paper and then write down the names of all the people you interact with on a weekly or monthly basis. To give you some ideas, but not limited to, these could be friends, family, pets, coaches, employees, work partners, groups, peers, vendors, customers, neighbors. Now, circle all the names of the people that you enjoy interacting with. These are the people that make you smile when you see their name show up on your phone, the people that just make you feel energized after being around them for whatever reason. After you completed that, look at the names circled and make a list of why you like these people. What characteristics do they have? Some examples could be they think you're awesome. Perhaps they are always happy to hear from you, or it could be a group that makes you feel supported. Everyone is different, so it is whatever resonates with you. These characteristics should be the same ones that you look for when determining if you are going to allow a guest access to your business, or, in non-Disney terms, determines if you are going to work with a client or not. I realize that sometimes you may have to take on guests that don't meet all of these criteria, but the goal should be to lean more towards those that do. You can use this exercise the opposite way as well and circle the names with a different color pen of those people that drive you nuts or make you reconsider why you opened up a bookkeeping firm in the first place. Create a list of negative traits that you dislike. Perhaps they interrupt you or don't respond to emails. Whatever it is, write it down. Then when a new client calls, if they have some of these same characteristics, you will know that person is not for you. Give yourself grace that you may not always make the right determination, and sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with you. Early on in my business, I had a client that when I first started working with him, he was great. He absolutely loved me. He would tell me all the time how his previous bookkeeper didn't know anything, and he was so glad that I could help him get straightened out. As I was working on his stuff, I never really found anything wrong with the books, except it wasn't up to date, so his opinions about the previous bookkeeper were always curious at best. After a couple of months of working with him and providing reports that showed his business was having massive cash flow issues, guess who is now the worst bookkeeper in the world? Me. The day I worked from his house and he was screaming at me at the top of his lungs was the day I rejoiced that I worked for myself and I got up and walked out. I'm hopeful that is what the first bookkeeper did as well. Thankfully, there are a lot of amazing clients out there to offset the bad ones. The thing to remember is that you always have a choice and control over who you work with. Once you know what characteristics you want your client to have, then you can start to create a profile with additional detailed information to create your niche. Niche helps you to become very clear on who you want to help and allows you to create a business that is scalable without a lot of extra effort. Most people consider niche as a specific industry you want to work with, but I think it can go beyond that and is different for each person. For our business, I have more of what I call an anti-industry niche. I stay away from lawyers and inventory. When a new client calls, one of the first questions I ask is, what industry are you in? If they say either of these, then I quickly know it is not a good fit and I can refer them to one of the other buds. Do you have industries you want to stay away from? Other questions you can consider to build a niche are, how do you want to work, on-site or remote? We work primarily remotely, but will meet local people in person on an initial call if necessary. What type of software do you want to use, or what specific apps do you want to use? Our firm is primarily QBO specific. We also have a specific tech stack that we work with, HubDoc, ShareFile, Bill.com. Either they change to what we are using or they are not a good fit for us. I don't want to spend time learning 12 different AP programs or make our employees learn them either, as it is not cost effective. What country are they located in, US or international? If you want to work with international, then that could be a niche as you learn how to handle currency issues and other differences. What services do you want to offer? Do you want to handle just the basics? Do you want to handle inventory, payroll, sales tax? By becoming clear on your services, this can help to determine the type of client you want to help. Once you know what your criteria is, it is easy to determine who is and isn't a good fit for you. Your homework for this week is to come up with your ideal client avatar based on all this information. There are some additional questions to consider on the printout. Be very specific. Give them a name. This avatar would be the best, most supreme client you would want to work with, whatever that looks like for you. The next step is to print out and review your current client list. Based on this new criteria you created, rank your list based on if they are a dud, average, or ideal client. The goal is to get rid of the duds and replace them with ideal clients. Take a look at the average clients and determine if there's anything you can do to make them ideal. In a perfect world, everyone would only work with their ideal clients, but unfortunately, the cats have got to eat. I suggest, depending on where you are currently with your list, to par your list to 30% ideal, 70% average. Then once you reach that, aim for 50-50, and then move on to 70% ideal, 30% average. I understand this is not always possible, but you want to be cautious on not ending up in a cycle where you take on everyone who calls you just because they called you. Some of you may already have a good idea of what this ideal client or guest looks like, which is great, but I encourage you to write it down. Put it on a piece of paper and hang it near your desk. This way, when you get a call, you will be reminded of the perfect characteristics you are looking for. Remember, you don't have to help everyone simply because they called you. You do still have a choice. If they are not a good fit or the pit of your stomach hurts when you first start talking to them, then this is the perfect time to use Stacy Kildall's suggested phrasing, "Thank you for calling. I am not going to be the best pro advisor to help you with that." You do not need to give a reason or explain yourself. You also are not responsible to find them another bookkeeper to help them, although feel free to send them to the Buds directory. Often, there are clients that are not a great fit for you, but someone else would love to have them. One of my favorite clients used to be a client of another Bud, and they just were not a good fit for each other. They have been a client of ours now for over 5 years. To recap, step one of homework is to come up with your client avatar, and then step two is to rate your current clients. Reach out and share what came up for you. Join us next week to discuss our next topic, embrace your sparkle. Until we meet again, dream big, shine bright, and be kind. Are you a woman who owns a bookkeeping firm? Do you love working on your own but still want the sense of community? Are you having a hard time grasping all those apps and which are the best for you to start using? Do you need some additional motivation to push you out of your comfort zone? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then welcome to your bookkeeping happy place. Bookkeeping Buds is just the community you are looking for. We offer a private Slack channel to connect with others in the community. We have virtual and in-person meetings to stay up to date on industry news and share ideas. We offer quarterly goal-setting exercises to help keep your business on track while you take care of everyone else, as well as an intimate in-person boutique retreat to spend 2 days networking and learning to improve your business and health and wellness. Go to bookkeepingbuds.com to join us today.